Hi, this is Lips from the band Anvil. You're listening to Metal Mayhem, ROC.
Are you ready?
Live from the Metal Mayhem studios in Rochester, New York.
We are gold.
And heard around the world by metalheads just like you. This is Metal Mayhem ROC.
Heavy metal music.
Your weekly dose of metal music, interviews, album reviews, news, and more.
Want to be part of the show?
Send us a message through our website, metalmayhemroc.com, or hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Search Metal Mayhem ROC.
It's getting nice and heavy.
Now, welcome our hosts, John the Vernomatic Verno and Metal Forever Mark.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm the Vernomatic, and welcome to this week's show. Thursday nights, brand new episodes drop. The place you gotta go is metalmayhemroc.com. That's the website. There you'll find all the podcasting sites you could link up to: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbean. Wherever you listen to your podcasting content, it's all up on there. Do us a favor. When you go there, subscribe to the podcast, give it a like, give it a review, really helps the bottom line. On the website, you can also find a drop-down box that has all the old shows, easily downloadable, get up to speed on some of the past content. While you're there, do yourself a favor and sign up for our email list. Now, this email list, it's a new thing we're doing. You just simply sign up for it. It's not a spam thing or anything like that. It's your link to show information. And we're giving away through the month of January a copy of the Rob Halford book, Confess. So that's your chance to get some free swag. When we get stuff, we'll pass it along. Tonight's sponsor is Freedom X Hand Sanitizer. This is a product made in the USA, so that's always cool. Follows all FDA guidelines. It's odor-free. Doesn't stink like, you know, high-end alcohol-based sanitizers. And we have a link on the website for a discount, and you could order straight through the website. Tonight's show, we got some fun things going on. We're going to catch up with Metal Mayhem ROC correspondent Southern Cal. A couple weeks ago, he was on giving us a review of the new Angel Witch. We gave him some heavy metal homework. He went down in the lab, and he's here tonight to give us an update on the Canadian rockers Anvil. The band released some new material in 2020, so Cal went ahead and did a review of the album called Legal at Last. So Cal's going to be calling any minute now, so we're going to catch up with him. He's going to give us a review, and then we're going to talk with Lips himself. He's going to tell us about the album, what the band's up to in 2020 and 2021, and we're just going to talk about, you know, cool shit about the band. Metal Forever Mark, he's on assignment. He's putting together some interviews that we're doing later in the month of January, some really cool stuff we have planned. And in a couple weeks, the brand new Metal Mayhem ROC Live radio show is debuting on thatmetalstation.com. Now, this is a live metal show that I'm going to be hosting on Monday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be great, folks. It's live. You can interact with us. There's a chat room. We'll take requests. So, a lot of exciting things going on as we start year three of the show. So, that's what we have tonight. It's Southern Cal. It's Lips and Anvil. I'm the Vernomatic. This is Metal Mayhem ROC. Oh, and look who it is. From the beach of Florida, Southern Cal. We'll talk to you real soon, folks. Enjoy the interview.
Now, direct from a sunny beach in Florida.
How's he not hot in all that leather?
It's Metal Mayhem ROC correspondent Southern Cal with concert and music reviews, interviews, and more.
Go ahead and pass the sunscreen.
Here's Southern Cal.
Just like the radio guy says, live from the beach of Melbourne, Florida, Metal Mayhem ROC correspondent Southern Cal. Hey, Cal, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Vern. How you doing today?
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too.
So you went down in the lab. You fulfilled your heavy metal homework. And what do we got today?
Well, today we're going to be looking at the latest Anvil release called Legal at Last.
What's going on with the band?
New label, AFM Records. Other label mates on there include Doro Pesh, Flotsam and Jetsam, Hellstar, Udo Dirkschneider, Ross the Boss from Manowar. It seems like everything's going good. This is actually a very well-produced album. The sound is great on it. It's just one of their better albums in the last few releases. You know, they're a band that just does it their way and never has had to compromise anything.
So this is a band of many chapters, but this is the post Anvil from after the 2009 documentary era. How, in your opinion, how have things been going for the band since the documentary? They released the Anvil 13 and a couple other releases.
I believe that after that documentary, it definitely gave them a shot in the arm. But you know, the Anvil story, poor management, I guess, who knows, this band could have been huge. And being that the fact that they just wanted to maybe do it their way and keep the management between them and try to manage their band themselves, obviously the popularity of the band didn't take off like it maybe should have. I think that that documentary definitely helped them, but I still think they're kind of in the same boat. No matter what, they're there to play and entertain. And I think they're doing a great job. It would just be nice to see maybe if we ever get some gigs again, when we get some gigs again, if one of these bigger bands took them out on the road with them and got them a little more exposure.
Yeah, that would be nice. You know, sometimes these bigger bands could bring some of these older acts that didn't get the exposure out with them. It would help the bottom line.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, it definitely would help the bottom line. And it just to give a chance for some people that maybe after all these years still haven't seen Anvil, you know, you get a chance to check a band out and maybe you like it. And now they start buying the back catalogs and everything to help the band.
So the new release is Legal at Last. Give us a review of it.
Well, just like the name says, Vern, and you know how Lips is, Legal at Last. Legal marijuana in Canada has been passed, and we all know there's been probably at least 5 or 6 songs that Lips has written about marijuana. And great album. There's a lot of different topics on here that he talks about. Obviously, the legalization of marijuana, big business, the environment, and then just basically pain in the ass people that try to keep them down and, you know, do everything they can to make sure that this band doesn't succeed. So a lot of interesting topics on this album. Some of the standouts, obviously, are the first song, Legal at Last, the title track. Chemtrails and Gasoline are a couple other good songs on there. And when all's been said and done is probably one of my more favorite songs on here. But from top to bottom, it's typical Anvil writing, a lot of tongue-in-cheek stuff, a lot of serious stuff, and a lot of fucking around stuff. So it falls right in line with every other Anvil album. But not to be confused, it's, you know, it's not just the same licks rehashed again. All these songs are very different in their own way from every other Anvil album, but it's still that classic Anvil with no compromise, doing it our way type of band, which is just great.
Cool. So we're going to take a listen of a track. What do you recommend we jam right now?
We might as well just play that Legal at Last title track and get it right going.
All right, cool. Southern Cal with the Anvil review. Thanks a lot, my man.
Thanks for having me, Vernomatic.
Okay, we're gonna take a listen to the title track, Legal at Last. Metal Mayhem ROC.
Yet to be seen. Tangles of society.
So we got on the line direct from Toronto, Canada, Lips from Anvil. Lips, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. Locked down.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us. A lot of strange times, and we wanted to reach out to some of the vintage metal guys, see what they're up to, what's in store for 2021, and just get a pulse on the Anvil camp. So congratulations on the new one, Legal at Last. It's what you expect from Anvil. Straight to the point. Great heavy metal. Again, congratulations on that.
Thanks, man. It's a great album. We were in the UK when it came out last February, and basically we had to come home after about, we did 17 shows and had to come home. And we had like 60 shows booked, and we had the tour ended early. So, since then they've rebooked the shows, and we'll probably be going back in probably about a year from now. So, looking forward to that. But in the meantime, I wrote another album.
The COVID album.
Yeah, we were making fun of it. We were going to call it Anvil 19. And make the cover look like a virus.
Hey, that's an angle,
but it's not a positive one. Let's put it that way. So we're just kind of laughing at it, but because the thing is, it's going to be our 19th album, so we figured we'd make fun of the 19 by calling it Anvil instead of COVID 19, Anvil 19. But we didn't.
Now let's revisit that short-lived tour. So. Was it a headline? Was it dual support?
It was all our own headlining tour. We were playing all over, man. It's unbelievable. It was great up until about the 17th or 18th show, and then we had to come home. And you know, the flights were, it was a real problem getting the flights. And when we did, it got canceled by the time we got to the airport. So I had to give my phone with my travel agent to the lady behind the desk, and they're passing my phone around, and of course I got COVID from that. And then I came home 4 days later, I'm sick as a dog, and then it went away. Right?
Did you have a serious case of it, or you got touched with it?
No, it was mild, really. Still very, very dangerous.
So just like everyone else, everything came to a screeching halt. So what was the blueprint? Did you decide to write a new album, or it just sort of organically developed?
No, we started going into rehearsal. What else are you going to do? I'm not going to start practicing the old stuff. What's the point? Well, let's start writing. What else are we going to do? And that's what we did.
Let's touch on this last chapter from when, after the documentary came out. It's sort of like the juggernaut of justice through Legal at Last. Two-part question. Has the documentary lent a second or third chapter of Anvil that's now allowing you to have this no more side jobs? This is your main gig. And have you seen the legion of fans get younger and grow with you during this last 10 to 12 years since the documentary?
Yes to everything, right? I haven't done a delivery, a food delivery in 14 years. So that's the answer to the first part of it, right? I haven't, this is how I make my living now, strictly from the band. So it's all good, man. You know, like that on that level. Did it give us a whole new start? Yes, it gave us a whole new start. Listen, man, you're lucky enough if you can get started and put out records to begin with. But when you get a second chance, believe me, you don't fuck around. You know how easy it is to lose it. So you hold on with all your might. And to be really honest, the last 13, 14 years have been what it was all about. Anything that happened before completely is meaningless in comparison. Absolutely. You know, people go, in your old days, in your heyday, hey, today is my heyday. I never had a heyday. Okay, that's the biggest misconceptions about Anvil, and especially when you watch the movie, you get the idea. Well, they were once kind of big. Well, we were once a support band a couple times at the beginning of our career, and then the greed and the horrible corrupt music industry fucked us. That's what happened. It's just what a mess, eh?
Yeah, it is a mess. Yeah, it sucks because it's a testament to your commitment because you went through all that bullshit. So that leads me to now. Have you found that this new platform of social media and self-promotion, and you've taken it all upon yourself, how has that helped you in the last 12, 13 years?
Well, actually, what happened was, of course, as a result of the movie, when, I mean, nothing was like, it's incredible what goes into the promotion of a movie in comparison to anything I'd ever done in my career. This made the entire population aware, not just metal people.
Yeah.
That means that everybody that listened to classical music, people that listen to country and Western, people that listen to rap music, it doesn't matter what your genre of music, your tastes are, they knew about Anvil, the story of Anvil, which had an incredible, think about that. So that means that when I'm in the middle of, I could be driving through the middle of Texas and in the middle of the desert or whatever, and we pull into a gas station to get fuel, and some guy goes, "Well, hot damn, it's Anvil."
And that shit really happened.
And he's never listened to a metal album in his life, right? So it just, it's quite unbelievable on that level. So it's not even if I had made it from the early days and made it like all the other bands did, the guy in Texas wouldn't even know who I was.
Well, unfortunately, heavy metal really isn't as popular as it used to be with the younger demos. Do you find any obstacles promoting the band? Is that your business model, or are you just, you can only control what you can control? How do you handle that?
Well, the thing is about the young kids, they usually ignore anything from the past. And that's very natural. It's like, yeah, well, yeah, whatever. No. For Anvil, luckily, we had a movie which transcended age.
Let me ask you this. When did you consider Anvil music going from hard rock into this new heavy metal?
We never really considered it. And in fact, we weren't really thinking about it in terms of what the label of what it was called.
Yeah.
That's what people called hard rock in when it became 1980. They started calling it heavy metal. We didn't, it's not like it, we made the decision to call it that and that's what we do. Mm-hmm. It's like we were already doing it. It's what are people calling it? You know, that's what it turned into.
Yeah, that's 78 to 82. 1978, it's hard rock. And all, like you just explained, and then all of a sudden it got a little...
Yeah, all of a sudden after Nugent, it became heavy metal. But if you told Nugent that he's a heavy metal guitar player, he'd probably punch you out.
Lemmy even said, hey, we're not fucking heavy metal. We're hard rock and roll.
Well, that's because we started before they called it heavy metal. Anvil and Motorhead started before they called it metal. People called it metal afterwards. I don't know. And in fact, this is the real truth. When we came into when the label decided that they were going to pick us up and we were going to do it, we had already had a cover with a lip print on it, lips hard and heavy, that we already pressed our own album. We took things into our own hands from from building our own audience in our own country. We built it to the point that we could actually pay for our own record to go and record our own record, which is what we precisely what we did. And we sold that and we to the label and signed a record deal, not a licensing deal. Now you ask, what would I do different? That's where I would have changed the idea. But in doing that, at that particular moment, the label goes, you can't call the band Lips. And we're going, why? And they're going, well, there's Lips Incorporated. There's a band called Horse Lips. And it doesn't represent to the audience. And we're not going to have something to market to the audience. People aren't going to know what you are. And we don't want any confusion as to people knowing what you are. So he said, go back and think it over. And Rob came up with the name Anvil because it just seemed to make sense. Damn. And it did, because when you think about it, with the cover already saying Hard and Heavy, and or the title of the album being called Hard and Heavy, obviously an anvil is a good description of what's hard and heavy. And I think that that's how he came up with the idea. He's going, what's hard and heavy? And he goes, an anvil. Yeah, that's what we should be calling the band, right? So the thing is, you know, they're going, well, you know, this thing that they're calling all this music heavy metal, when the label heard the name Anvil, they flipping out, thought it was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It's a great name. Fantastic
name. Because they're going, what, nothing could describe what this music is better than that name. Plus, it's an inanimate object that can be used for marketing endlessly.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lips, it's a hell of a story.
It's a brand name.
I've been a fan since I picked up Metal on Metal as a 13, 14-year-old back in the day, and I've followed your career. But I learned a hell of a lot this afternoon. Are you going to resume the Legal at Last tour? And I know you mentioned earlier that...
Yeah, actually, what's supposed to happen is, it's actually interesting, and it's going to be one of those kind of moments in our career where it's been going on now. Every time we go to Germany to record, after we finish recording, we set up our backline at the recording studio and rehearse for about 2-3 days, and then go out and start playing gigs. So it's going to be no different this time. So we're going to go there in mid-August, and by mid-September we'll be finished, and then we're going to start our tour for Legal at Last, or the other 35, 40 shows that we didn't do. That's what's coming up.
Hey, Lips, what's the best way for people to follow the band?
If you go to the Anvil Facebook page and just message us, you tell us what you want, or just look or peruse what's been posted, because there's lots of merch that's up on the page for you to click on and pay for with PayPal.
Beautiful. Hey, Lips, thanks for coming in today. It's you know, we enjoy your music, we enjoy the band, and we'll do everything possible to promote the word of Anvil here.
Okay, it sounds good to me.
All right, man, hang in there. Thank
you. We'll see if this ends up on Bowelmouth. I mean Blabbermouth.
Well, I'll send it to my development people, see what we have. All right, Lips. Thank you, man. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Attention metalheads, we all want to return to concert venues soon. Introducing Metal Mayhem ROC Metal Forever Freedom X Sanitizer. This sanitizer product is water and foam based, manufactured with proprietary HYIQ solution. That's right, no alcohol, but more effective. Manufactured following FDA sanitizer monograph guidelines. It applies smooth without irritating the skin. Safe for all ages. Keep your friends and family safe with Metal Mayhem ROC's own sanitizer. Visit Metal Mayhem MetalMayhemROC.com or MetalForever.com to order your bottles now. Use promo code METAL at the FreedomX checkout store for a show discount. Now, back to Metal Mayhem ROC.
So there's Lips. Dude's a cool guy. I told the story to him off air that back in 1987, I was going to school up in Toronto, and my buddies were up for the weekend, and the band was playing the Gasworks, which was a rock and roll club up off of Yonge Street. And a guy that I went to school with, he was friends with the band. They grew up together. So he arranged it for me to be able to introduce the band. I never told any of my buddies. About 5 minutes before the band were to go on stage, my buddy brought me backstage, and I then proceeded to go up on the stage and introduce the band, and the look on my friends' faces were priceless. So there's Lips, that's Anvil, new album, well, 2020 release of Legal at Last. Support the band, get out there when shows come back. You know, get out there and buy the band's merchandise, interact with them on their socials, and let's do our part. So that's about it. We're going to play one more song to get out of here tonight. It's a song called Chemtrails. But I just wanted to thank everyone. I wanted to thank Southern Cal for taking the time to do the review. I want to thank you, our listeners, for investing your time into this show. It's at this point, it's a labor of love, but we love it, so it's not really that much of a labor. Next week, we're going to have a new interview. Not sure which one we're going to have, but like I said, Metal Forever Mark is getting stuff together. So again, every Thursday, new content. Go to the website, metalmayhemroc.com. Fill out that email list. Get yourself entered to win the Rob Halford book, download some past episodes, subscribe, like, review, do all that. We would appreciate it. For Metal Forever Mark, I'm the Vernomatic. This is Metal Mayhem ROC. We'll talk to you next week.
for life.
Thanks for listening to Metal Mayhem ROC. Check out our websites at metalmayhemroc.com and metalforever.com for information on upcoming concerts, podcasts, archives, and all sorts of info. Please like, follow, and share with everyone, even your non-metal friends. Catch us next time on WLFE-DB Radio.